This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, in the broadest sense, two parts of the Republicans' plan for the tax code: individual tax rates and brackets, and then the corporate tax code, the most significant bit of which has come to be called repatriation. The tax code says American companies under current law have to pay a 35% corporate rate on foreign profits they bring home, though in practice, there are, of course, loopholes. Congressional Republicans in the White House want that money repatriated, the theory being that money inside the American economy instead of out would boost investment and create jobs here. But as we have seen in the past, how those companies actually do spend that money once they get it back is a whole nother story. Marketplace's Amy Scott has it.
$2.6 trillion with a T dollars. That's how much cash U.S. companies like Apple, Citigroup, and Nike are estimated to have stockpiled abroad to avoid paying U.S. taxes. Chris Edwards is an economist with the Cato Institute.
Right now, we have sort of a fence around the U.S. economy that deters companies from bringing their profits back home.
The idea is first to lower that fence and then transition to a system where foreign profits aren't taxed by the U.S. at all. The government has tried something like this. A one-time tax holiday in 2004 brought in an estimated $300 billion. Economist Damika Dharmapala at the University of Chicago Law School studied what happened.
The repatriations under the holiday did not seem to lead to increased domestic investment and employment, and were reflected mostly in share repurchases.
That's right. Rather than invest in new factories or R&D, companies bought back their own stock or paid dividends to their shareholders. Economist Kimberly Clausing at Reed College expects the same thing to happen again.
The win for those at the top, but neutral effects on investment, and I wouldn't expect any positive effect for American workers.
A report by Goldman Sachs suggests high equity prices might make buybacks less attractive this time around. The plan's supporters say no matter how companies spend the money, as long as they spend it here, it'll be good for the economy. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.